OK. Bon, ben, bonsoir à tout le monde. À cette rencontre publique le 5 septembre 2023, I'd like to bid welcome to everyone that's attending the meeting at the Heritage Hall tonight on this 5th day of September 2023. Là, on va faire l'adoption de l'agenda, s'il vous plaît. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Adoption of the agenda. So, Luc Thivierge et Maureen Rice. Merci.
Le vote.
Oui, le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen
oui.
Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et Gilles Robert.
Yes.
Merci. Là, avant qu'on commence la période de questions, on va faire une présentation du concept du parc exercice multigénérationnel au 400. Donc, before we start the question period, we'd like to make a presentation of the multi-generational exercise park concept at the 400. So, on the screen, you'll see some pictures are going to be demonstrated and some explanations from both Sandra and Maureen McAvoy. For your information. So, c'est ça. Sur l'écran, vous allez voir des photos et puis avoir des informations données par Mme Martineau et Mme Maureen McAvoy sur le projet.
Donc, je vais faire un historique. En 2020, la municipalité a déposé une demande de subvention auprès du ministère de l'Enseignement supérieur. Pour une subvention pour des parcs. Donc, c'était un parc d'Hébertis qui s'est situé au 400, route 105. Donc, en 2021, la municipalité s'est vue accorder une subvention de 75 000 $ pour le projet. En mai 2023, on a réussi à compléter le montage du dossier. Donc, on a signé l'entente pour le protocole de subvention.
So the previous administration in 2020 applied for funding from the Ministry of Education to do a multi-generational exercise park up the hill at the 400. And then in May of 23, we got the processes aligned to be able to do a call for submission.
Est-ce que je peux juste interroger un petit peu? On a eu une bonification aussi, hein?
Ah,
OK.
Je vais voir chronologiquement.
OK.
Donc, l'automne dernier aussi, on a fait réaliser un sondage sur les besoins de la municipalité. Donc, les aires de jeu, les parcs ont sorti, là, je pense, c'était dans les priorités.
Absolutely. People were really, when we did the survey, the online and on-paper survey of interests in recreation and culture. People are very definitely interested in outdoor recreation facilities for, well, kids to adults.
Donc, en juin 2023, au début du mois, on a adopté les critères de pondération pour l'appel d'offres. Parce qu'on ne s'est pas basé sur le prix, on s'est basé sur des critères de qualité pour évaluer les offres qu'on était pour recevoir.
Yeah, so in June we passed the criteria grid, the evaluation grid, that that talked about how the proposals would be evaluated, and it was mostly on quality
more than the price.
It was more than the price. Absolutely, price was
one of
a consideration, but certainly not the only one.
En juin 2023, M. Pierre a communiqué avec nous. On a eu, ils ont bonifié la subvention. Donc, au départ, on avait une subvention de 75 000. Maintenant, la subvention est 93 750 $.
Yeah, so in June, the MLA, Mr. Bussière, let us know that the grant that we had expected to receive for 75,000 had been increased to 94,000.
93,750.
93,750.
So in August, we received, en août, on a reçu quatre soumissions, quatre projets de parc des bertistes qu'on appelle multigénérationnels. On a procédé à l'analyse des soumissions et équipement récréatif Jean Bette, ce qui est à l'écran, a remporté l'analyse suivant le prix. Donc, je peux vous montrer quelques photos.
Yeah, so there were four submissions, and it was, it's called Jean Bette, that put forward this proposal, which met, you know, which won the,
yeah, got the best
criteria.
OK. On va continuer. Fait que là, j'ouvre la première période de questions. So, first question period is open now. Y a-t-il des questions? Ou... Madame Kitty a levé sa main avant.
À quel endroit au 400 ça va être environ?
C'est dans le champ. Ça va pas dans le bois, là.
Quel champ?
Ben, c'est le parc.
Like where
the picnic table is?
Où est-ce que les...
Oui, où est-ce que c'est plat.
Où
est-ce
que le monde peut aller faire un pique-nique, là?
Oui.
OK. C'est
bon. Monsieur Legault?
Je suis curieux de savoir, le bout du chemin est à supposé faire de Brunsville, un kilomètre, là, il va-tu faire ou pas cette année?
McDonald's.
Vous voulez dire l'asphaltage? Oui, s'il vous plaît.
Là, actuellement, on attend sur le plan de drainage de MTQ. C'est pour ça que ça ne se fait pas. Là, parce que c'est une reconstruction au chemin, puis que ça prend un plan d'ingénieur pour l'asphalte. Le MTQ s'est mis dedans, puis là, ça prend un plan de drainage. Fait que là, on attend après le plan de drainage de MTQ pour annexer avec les documents du plan d'ingénieur pour faire la job, finalement. Parce qu'on ne peut pas juste prendre l'eau de la côte et la dompe sur le highway. Fait que là, C'est ça qui retarde le projet.
Probablement, c'est pour faire cette année.
Je pense pas. On espère l'année prochaine.
Oui, puis là, il y a des programmes de subvention qui ont sorti après trois semaines là, pour faire appliquer avant la fin septembre. Donc, avec les coûts estimés de l'ingénieur, on va pouvoir déposer pour essayer d'avoir le plus d'argent possible pour faire les travaux.
Ça, ce côté-là, c'est déjà fait. Comme le plan d'ingénieur préliminaire est fait. L'estimé préliminaire est fait. Là, c'est vraiment c'est le plan de drainage du MTQ là, qui branle, c'est ça qui prend du temps. Nous autres, on aurait aimé ça faire ça il y a deux ans, mais là, depuis qu'il faut faire ce plan de drainage-là.
Mais le drainage, c'est quoi? L'eau du chemin? Ça ne faut pas vous l'envoyer?
Bien, c'est parce qu'on ne peut pas juste la domper sur le chemin. Là, il y a des systèmes de drainage en sens simple, mais il faut raccorder ça à ça, puis il faut trouver une place pour envoyer l'eau, pas qu'elle s'avance sur le chemin.
C'est pas compliqué de même, 50 ans passé, hein?
Non! Mais c'est ça qui prend du temps, là. C'est le plan du MTQ qui va t'attendre.
Do you want to say that in English?
Oh, yeah. John's question was about the paving we're going to do on McDonald Road from the hotel in about a kilometer. When we started into that project, we wanted to get it done fairly quick, but we had to get an engineer plan for the asphalt, and because we're redoing the road for reconstruction, we had to get an engineer plan. That's fine, that's okay. Now the MTQ's involved, so they have to come up with a drainage plan. So before we get the authorization to do the job, we have to have the approval from the MTQ with their drainage plan. So that's why it's taking so long.
Are they paying for it?
Nope. Well, yeah, with grants. That's going to be our money that we get in grants. But that's where some of it's going to go on that project.
I mean, with all the conditions of our pavement around here, why pave it?
A lot of dust in that area, heavy traffic, so we hope to correct the problem in the hill, but again, it's going to be a full reconstruction. We're not just going to pave on top of a stone, it's going to be done properly. But we need the engineer plan, and we need the drainage plan. That's what's taking time. We're on MTQ time right now.
Yes?
I was informed that the Chemin de Management was adopted back in 2021.
La question vient de Monsieur André Dubois. Sorry. Go ahead.
So yes, the Land Use Development Plan was adopted in 2021.
November, yeah.
And so are we up to par with our plan?
We're working on it.
Are we asking for an extension?
There are some municipalities, MRCs actually, that we supported another MRC because they were asking for an extension. Because of COVID, they weren't able to get the expertise to work on these types of documents. So, and that delayed everyone for the whatever time limit was at the end of this year, whatever. But they were asking for a year's extension. And we haven't heard back.
So now, what are we implementing? 1993's Land Use Development Plan?
Yes.
So all the zoning, all the usage, all the activities are from 1993?
Right now? Until we finish working on the new version, because there's a lot of things in 1993 that don't apply now, certain things, and that's it all has to be revamped and corrected and brought up to today's standards, basically.
So, fine. I was reading an article, Low Pushback Mentality Protects Constituents. It sort of falls into play with the Land Use Development Plan, where you are pushing back and setting precedent on certain aspects of our municipality. One of my concerns is, I don't know if did people read this?
I did, yeah.
Did you read the article, Gadsden River Needs to Be Personhood Designation?
I did not read that one.
Anybody? Same paper?
Don't read it.
Don't read it?
Nope.
I didn't read it.
This is by Gilbert White Duck. So, you know, I read both stories and actually the whole bloody paper, but so this sort of played into this designation of the Gadsden River, being that if you look at our new land use development plan, not only on the Gadsden River, but there's, I think, 8 zones all having to do with recreation. You take the fact that the Gadsden River and all the government land is all being designated as recreation. Our conservation area has been depleted completely for recreation. I think the fundamental thing is environment now, as we can feel the heat. So my question is, being that you're implementing 93's aspect to islands on the river and conservation areas that are bound to be or eventually going to be recreo forestry, that if you push back on certain bylaws, should you not respect the environment a little more than having recreation everywhere?
Well, the thing is, yes, we have our Chemo, you can call it Chemo 93, but there are Quebec laws that take over. Good example, septics. Le Q2R22.
Well, exactly.
That's we can't go by what's in our bylaw right now because the law changed since then. There's certain things. Pardon me?
Are you allowed to build on islands right now?
That's in the process of we're finding out. We're getting information because a lot of the islands were bought.
Yes.
And now they would fall under, if they're going to start constructions, they would fall under the same tax base as a residence on mainland. Now, as far as septics and all that, that all needs to be looked into. We don't know all. It's all new to us. So, you know, our inspector has to read up on it, find out exactly what the municipality and what the property owners have to do. I mean, if they bought an island just to keep people off and there's not going to be any activity there, they will be paying taxes on the property, but no services come with that.
Well, I think the point this gentleman was trying to make is the whole bloody Gatineau River and the MRC, the Valley Gatineau, is designated as either agri-fleuve or recro-fleuve. The whole bloody Gatineau River is It's designated as a recreation area.
Mm.
There's intensity there that could be overwhelming if it's not conducted properly. And as far as our area, we missed the boat on that, the municipality, and letting it go into private hands. I can understand the mainland, but the water should have been. And so it was okay for 100 years till Hydro decided to sell the land the way it was. So why would it not be okay the way it was for 100 years, for the next 100 years, of leaving that part of the river, or the whole, you know, unexploited? Because don't forget, the Gatineau's man-made. If it wasn't man-made, it wouldn't be the boats and the activity on that water that it is today.
You are correct on that one, that's for sure. But the thing is that what you said a while ago, agro-fleuvral, whatever you want to call it, and the other one is what?
Recro-fleuvral.
So there's, I'll be honest with you, I've not heard those words up the line. Not once.
Well, I have I was sent by the urban planner back in August 2021, and it's right here, and this is the one they adopted.
And it says agro-fleuvral.
Fleuvral.
Fleuvial.
And yeah, so this is the one that's adopted.
But, okay, maybe it was adopted, but now that, like you said, Hydro decided to sell all those islands, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay recreation. If somebody wants to build a house on one on the bigger islands, the activities might stay the same, but the zone may change. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but if you read what the activities are possible on being zoned either one, the activities are. Well,
I have to say one thing. When Hydro owned them, there wasn't a lot of attention brought to how the zoning of those islands were, what the activities were, because they all belonged to Hydro. And even on the river's edge on mainland, there's a certain amount of Hydro at when they own that part.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't a lot of attention put towards, well, that island's recreation and that one is this or that one. There was none of that.
No,
it all belonged to Hydro, so nobody paid attention to it.
Yeah, everybody got to use it.
Well,
in a sense.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of people using Hydro, but Hydro didn't monitor their islands either. So, yourself, St. Mike's used to send the students, as a good deed, they used to go by canoe and everything, clean up all those islands in the fall, before the winter came. Mm-hmm. And they still do it.
Well, you know, these extra activities are potentially going to happen. We're having a hard time right now with fire and rescue, and it's costing us a bloody fortune. So we start putting people on islands, and that aspect of the potential of something happening over there, we don't have the capability of getting there, and so why would we put that restraint where it's going to cost the taxpayer a lot more money to control these extra activities in areas that we have not been yet. And we're having a struggle right now.
I disagree a little bit, because our fire department have doing a lot of practices and they've been going. Sometimes they get calls, there's a fire on an island, we have the boat, we have the personnel, they've been training for it, and they go and they check it out. So I disagree when you say we don't have that kind of resource. We do. The thing is that if people are going to start building on islands, it's not any different than building 20 kilometers down Fieldville Road.
Mm.
You take a fire truck, yeah, and they have the equipment. They have the generators, they have the pumps, they have everything. And a boat, and plus a river to draw water from. So I support the fire department, and they train for it all the time, as well as all the other training they have.
Can I say something, Carol, about the mine claims, that all in the same topic that he's talking about, the conservation area?
Yeah, you could, yeah.
We got a much bigger problem coming to Lowell than like maybe a one or two buildings on the river. I don't know if you know, Andre, but there's mining claims that have been staked in Lowell. And we were getting ready, we passed bylaws, the MRC's working very hard to try to put a stop on some of this stuff. But the entire Manitou area, up to Trout Lake, Beaver Lost area, all been staked out for lithium claims.
There's 12.
Is started.
Yeah.
So we got a much bigger fight coming than worrying about, I know what you're saying about the river, but the fight that we have coming is going to be so much bigger than that. I know the conservation area you're talking about, that's where that mining claim is, where you fought so hard to protect the Maples River.
Yeah.
If that mine goes in there, there's going to be no more metal.
There's 12 claims up there.
Mr. O'Connor's got a cottage back there. He's going to be impacted with that too.
Indeed. And so the fact that it's been redesignated in the 21 plan gives it more adaptability to having that mine compared to what it was designated before, where you had the potential, and government supported it, the provincial government supported those usages of that forestry zone and the conservation area, but your new plan is not supporting, the restrictions that it had of the 93 plan compared to the 21 plan. Do you understand what I'm saying?
The problem with mining, Andre, is that we could put all the bylaws that we want for conservation,
mm-hmm.
that if prospection is successful, it doesn't matter what we're going to have for bylaws. Once the government issues, MNRF issues a permit, we can put bylaws that we're blue in the face. We're not going to be able to stop them. Grenville sur le Rouge, they got a $21, $22 million lawsuit trying to stop a mining company, Canada Graphite. They tried to stop them.
Well,
and,
yeah.
They ended up in a lawsuit. So
I understand. Read this then, and you'll see mineral rights. It's everywhere. Every damn designation has extraction.
Yeah.
Every usage mm-hmm. has extraction.
The extraction.
Agriculture, forestry. But you look at the 93 plan, you'll see a difference.
But those extraction rights, so you're talking about, Andre, that's for me and you, for John.
No, it says it right here.
A multi-billion-dollar company that'll go to the Quebec government for a permit, they're not going to care about the extraction rights, whether there's rights or not. Grenville sur le Rouge found that out.
That's what I'm saying. 93s weren't as generous with the usages.
I agree with you 100%, but what I'm saying is the issue that we're going to have at hand, this doesn't mean that this mine gets going. Potentially, if the mine gets going, even if we would have kept restrictions, it wouldn't have changed the ultimate outcome of
that
mine coming
here.
Well,
that's your opinion, though. All due respect.
There's jurisprudence on this.
Well,
okay,
then. So it reverts back to this article. Are you willing to push back? And you were applauded for pushing back. So let's push back here.
But we are.
Let's step back a couple steps here. If something's telling you something, if you got to step back for a year to comply with the MRC plan. Obviously, you're having issues. We spent $30,000 in 2015 with the first draft of the plan. How much have we spent now?
$24,000, I guess.
That's almost 10 years.
Well, it's we're almost at the $30,000.
Pardon me?
We're almost at the 30,000. We're very close to finishing the document. Keep in mind that the Chemo at the MRC level is in force. So if there's a problem, that reverts, that gets the minimum of what is required.
So can you not collaborate together as municipalities towards the MRC to say, hey, you know, you're one municipality pushing back on the.
We are pushing back, Andre. Let me finish a minute. Just I want to interrupt a minute. The municipalities, the MRC has been working with the municipalities, and we've identified a lot of areas where we want a temporary halt on any kind of mining. And it's all mapped out for all the municipalities for the whole MRC. And that's going to the ministry. Well, actually, it left. Non, c'est jeudi, elle a dit, Sandra? Hein? C'est-tu jeudi à 4 heures qu'il faut avoir des chances? C'était la semaine passée. So it's already gone. Because they gave the municipalities, if they had any changes up to Thursday last week at 4 o'clock, and if there was nothing that came in, they were sending the map with our bylaw, the MRC bylaw and everything, it was going to the ministry. We sent in what we felt needed to be covered, as well as all the other municipalities up the line. So we're fighting for it. We don't want the mining to start. We want temporary, because we try to protect a lot of our lakes, waterways, wherever there's cottagers, residential, all that stuff, the urban area.
But so, even like wetlands now before a permit is.
Well, that's another thing too. They're identifying wetlands. They want the municipalities to identify wetlands, but it's not up to us to identify them. They're going, what the MRC are doing, they're getting subsidies from the government to hire an expertise to go on all the territory of the MRC to identify the wetlands. Because if you go à travers des agates, their maps are not accurate because they're taking maps that are not even recent. And they're identifying some wetlands that some have dried up. You know, they're just not, it's not accurate. So that's why they want to hire the expertise with the money from the government. Now they may need to do it twice, but see, even then they're going to identify all the wetlands. That's one thing. Then you even on Crown land. So then you have these miners that come in, and all the effort you went through and the money that was spent to identify the wetlands, then you've got a mining company that decides, oh, this is where we're going to. This is where the graphite is. This is where we're going to dig.
I understand that, Mayor. So you look at this plan again, and it says, "Welcome to the Wild West. We don't give a shit about the environment." Mm-hmm. This is what this plan says. Our new 2021 land use development plan says, "Let's go. Who gives a shit about water or environment?" You know, that's what that says to me. And if you read this very 600-page document, you will see that, yeah, they say one thing, but they obviously will do another thing compared to what we were in 93. This is obviously a moneymaker, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but I'm sure we can compensate somewhere that to infuse money into our municipality other than destroying the environment.
Yep. Point taken. Anyway. I'm sorry, Mr. O'Connor.
Did the municipality ever think of buying some mining rights, especially around lakes like the Manitou Lake, Trout Lake up in Bonanstead? Have you ever thought about doing that?
No. There are some property owners that already did.
If you have the mining rights to a certain parcel, they can't mine there unless you want them to. But you never even thought of doing that? No.
It wasn't brought up as an alternative.
I can tell you more is that on our side, we're like the gang around Tribe Lake, we're organizing to buy whatever's left. I talked to Brian O'Connor.
How much has gone already?
Oh, big block.
But the thing is,
from my lake to your lake.
I just want to interject a little bit. The municipality cannot buy mining rights on a private property. They don't own it. It has to be the property owner.
I mean,
the municipality is not going to go around buying mining rights on everybody's property.
Carol, big companies are coming in and buying mineral rights on private property.
Yeah.
The municipality could have bought mineral rights on those properties. And most of it is government. It's Le Coron.
That's what 12 claims are.
I don't know why you couldn't have got ahead of that a little bit. Anyway, that's just one question. Second question. When the hydro was selling all these islands and parcels of land beside the river, did we ever think about getting involved in that?
We did discuss it.
We did purchase 3 lots around the municipal dock.
Around the municipal dock?
Mm-hmm. And along, you know where the old dock used to be?
Yeah.
right up there, all that area too.
We did talk about buying more than that, though.
Yeah.
No, we talked about buying the islands, and there was some people around the table at the time that judged it, you know,
wasn't
it was too much money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't come to a consensus. And
no, but especially the lots beside the dock up there, beside the
We're working on buying those.
Yeah, we're working on. It's a future plan. For now, I can't.
You haven't bought them yet, then?
Well, no.
We committed to. We passed a resolution for the amount that they were asking for and everything. It's just that the money has not changed hands.
We haven't offered a
because
purchase.
It's all there, and there are all agreement.
Because previous administration tried to buy that. The previous municipality tried to buy that section, and they wouldn't sell it for nothing.
Well, they did.
Offered one little small section. It was about an acre and a half, for $500,000.
No, but we got a promise to purchase, eh? That's how far ahead. But like she
said, we have three lots, a total of $25,000.
Right.
Three lots in total for $25,000. So
that's not what they were asking for.
No, but that's what we got it for.
Okay, going back to the picture you had up here, and that'll be my last question. Why are you doing that on top of the hill? Why not in the core of the village? Like
we have another plan on. We haven't. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you build it in the core of the village where the schools are, where the arena is, where this hall is, where all the ball fields are? Why would you go to the top of the hill where there's no locals that are going to go up there? It's going to be people that are driving by on the road. And that's the end of my question. Could you answer?
Well, it was the. Best area because the municipality owns it. The municipality owns that property. And we don't own the ballparks. The West Quebec does. We have a lease with them, but West Quebec own it. We don't have any other property here in the village that the municipality owns. That's the only property that the municipality owns. And it made sense to put that type of park there. But we also are working on another project that we think is going to satisfy a lot of people. It's just that I'm not at the liberty to say what it is right now, but it's going to be in the village.
You're still going to end with that?
Yeah.
Nonsensical.
Other people live in Lowe, I'm going to have to drive my kids there. People from Fieldville will have to bring their kids there.
What I'm saying is, a lot of people come to this section right here.
Okay, Morris, I'm going to flip it around. Where do you propose we build this park?
Anybody on here?
Well, where? We don't own the land.
Out the back.
Well, we don't have first room to put it, then Western Quebec owns the ball field. We could put it in the parking, but then people won't be happy. There'll be nowhere to park.
You could make a deal with West Quebec for a lease of 100 years.
We have a lease with them, but they use the ball field to play football. So we can't do what we want.
There's a section across off the ball field on that side. Big enough to put any of that over there.
We have future plans, and like I say, we're not at liberty to talk about it right now because it's in the process of being created. So, and also to build a request for subsidies. So,
is that part of the grand scheme of Canada, 30% by 2030? This park?
No, it's c'est-tu 80-20? It's the Ministry of Education.
The ministry that's funding most of it.
Yeah. They're the ones that committed $75,000 towards it. And then in May this year, it was brought up to $93,000.
So, okay, where all these mining rights are, you've heard of the 30% of Canada lands and waters are going to be designated as parks. I suggest to you, on the Manitou, there's 2,500 acres of government land. Let's get involved in that and designate that as a park.
I agree.
And goes back to, I didn't get the full detail. This gentleman called me back, and I was quite surprised, Gilbert, White Duck. And anyway, personhood is not only a designation for rivers, but yes, 2,500 acres up there. The government is given money for parks, for ecological reserves, all that type of stuff. And I think that would be our counter. Not that I'm saying it would stop the mining, but it may slow it down to over suck it all up. Any government land we should be able to, in our municipality, designate as a park. Mm. Now that the pressure of mining is on us, you got to, as this article says, push back.
I've taken note of that. I'm going to find out. But, yeah, see if it's at all possible or how it works. Yes, Mr. Hickey.
Yeah, this park, Mr. Moonville, when that first started out, that was supposed to be a play structure for kids. That's not a play structure for kids. That's a park to do exercise in.
It's multi-generational. It's not just for adults, it's for children, it's kids as well.
I don't see any play structures in those pictures. Where's the play structures?
Well, there's exercise, whatever. There's what, where's the l'autre affaire, là, à Valérie? The monkey bars, there's the climbing.
Okay, well, who's going to maintain this when it's once it's built? Who maintains it?
This municipality.
Well, I hope you take a better job of maintaining it than that down here. There's no sand under the play structures. There's nothing. Kids slide off and they hit on the hard ground. There's not a bit of sand there nowhere. Like, and when they did bring the sand 5 or 6 years ago, they were too lazy to shovel around and just dump it at the play structure.
Mr. Hickey, why don't you write a note to the office?
I'm not writing notes.
And
I'm
then,
just telling
you know,
you what's going on.
I mean,
all you do is take a look outside, and you can see there's no sand under anything.
Okay, are there any other, I'm sorry.
This high.
Are there any other questions?
I finally took some initiative to start to cut grass.
Are there any other questions? Y a-t-il d'autres questions?
And I have another question about the hydro.
I'm sorry, the what?
About the Hydro Quebec. But buying all this property up?
Mm-hmm.
Funny, when I was taking my property out on the farm up there, I wanted to buy some land from Hydro Quebec. They said, no, we can't sell that because it's only being sold for flooding. And I went down to Hull and I found the paper that says that. It can't be sold as recreational use. It can only be sold for flooding. If they put the water higher and put the dam higher, they don't have to buy that land. They can put the water up over the top. So if you're buying property, you better get a good notary to check into all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get into trouble. And these people that already bought, there's something going on there. Because they never check nothing.
I'll tell you what it is, Floyd. They sold the land without legal warrant.
Yeah. That's.
So that means, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Without legal warrant. So if you get pressured for, well, we bought the land, so we can't build on it, well, you'll go back and say, Hydro sold it to you without a legal warrant.
Yeah.
So they have no argument on anything.
And they have no business selling it in the first place.
That's not on us, though. That's on Hydro.
I know it's not on you guys, but it's on you guys. If people are going to start buying those, you should tell them, say, no, that land, you're not supposed to be buying it.
The municipality's not in business, though, Florida, running around. And
we can't. We can't.
Buy such land or set a lot, right?
You seem to tell them everything else. So,
well, when they come to get a permit, if it's...
That's a whole other story.
That's another story.
Yeah, if you come to get a permit...
No, that's a whole other ballgame, that.
You should know then.
Okay, are there any other questions? Est-ce que d'autres questions? Non? On va aller de l'avant. Adoption du procès verbal. So adoption of the procès verbal du 7 août. So adoption of the minutes from the public meeting on the 7th of August. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Donc, Luc Thivierge et Justin Robert. Parfait. Administration. Liste des factures à payer pour le mois d'août 2023. La somme est 266 208,45 $. Et puis, so the bills to be paid for the month of August 2023 in the amount of $266,208.45. J'ai besoin de Luc Thivierge, propose.
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy a appuyé. Autorisation de signature, solution tech.
Do we vote on that?
I'm sorry. Go back. Vote. Okay, we'll go back to adoption of the minutes.
Le vote, c'est présumé être adopté par tout le monde.
OK. Fait que ben, l'administration, les billets, les factures à payer.
I abstain.
Maureen?
Yes.
The two Maureens have said yes. Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
No.
Et puis, Justin Robert s'abstient. Ça, c'est les factures à payer. Donc, là, autorisation de signature, solution téléphonique. Signature authorization for telephone solution. Donc, c'est pour un nouveau système MDL Telecom qui a soumis une offre. Et puis, ça nous coûte 210$ plus taxes par mois. So, it is for a MDL Telecom solution or telephone system. They gave their offer and was the best price for $210 plus tax per month for both the municipal office, Heritage Hall, and the library.
What was
it? Je vais seconder.
Donc, Justin Robert et Luc Thivierge. Merci. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen Rice. Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et Justin Robert. Merci. contribution marche du Rhin. So, contribution for, it's kidney, has to do with a walk for kidney in Maniwaki. So, we're giving a contribution of $100. On donne une contribution de $100. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Thivierge, Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Robert?
Yes.
Merci. Sécurité publique, on n'a rien sur l'agenda. So, public safety, there's nothing on the agenda. For public works, travaux publics, barre de défilement, signalisation, camionnette F-250-2023, travaux publics. So, it is for a signal scroll bar for the F-250 2023, a public works truck. In the amount of...
That includes the back rack and flashers?
Yeah.
Oui. So, it's in the amount of... le montant de 2 940 $50 plus taxes. Puis, on autorise un emprunt du fonds de roulement de $3 088 remboursable sur une période de 5 ans. So it is $2,940.50 plus tax. And we are authorizing a loan from the fonds de roulement
working
fund for $3,088. Keep in mind that the $2,940.50 plus tax is more than that, but we get reimbursed the GST and 50% of the PST. Donc, c'est ça, le montant il est plus élevé que ça avec les taxes, mais parce que la municipalité se fait rembourser TPS au complet, 50% TVQ, c'est ça. Merci. Ça, c'est d'abord. Justin et Maureen Rice. So, le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Là, on arrive, hygiène du milieu, environmental hygiene, there's nothing on the agenda. Urban planning either. We go to loisirs, culture, communication, so recreation, culture, and communication. Donc là, c'est pour appel d'offres 2023-701-002, conception, fourniture et installation d'un terrain d'exercice multigénérationnel. So, call for tender 2023-701-002, design, supply and installation of a multi-generational exercise park. So, as it was explained earlier, there were four bids that came in. There were two that had the same pointing evaluation, but one of which had the best price. So the contract is with Équipement Récréatif Jean-Bette. Donc, le, c'est ça, comme il a été mentionné plus tôt, Madame, entre Mme Martineau et Mme McAvoy, de la façon que ça a procédé. Parce que aussi, ça a été, pour, c'est important à dire que ça a été mis sur le SEAO, donc le système gouvernemental. On a eu 4 soumissionnaires. 2 de ces soumissionnaires-là, ils ont eu le même montant de pointage. Mais il y en a un en particulier qui a tombé, il était moins cher que l'autre. Donc, les équipements récréatifs Jean-Bette incorporés sont les gagnants du contrat. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
Justin Robert, Maureen McAvoy, puis le vote, Maureen Rice.
Ah, yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Non.
Lee Angus.
Oh, we both non.
Et puis, Justin Robert.
Yes.
Merci beaucoup. Donc là, on rentre dans la deuxième période de questions. Second question period, if there are any.
Yeah, find out those minimal rights and where the activity is. Where do I go? Do you have it here?
We don't have it here, but there's a Quebec website.
Yeah, you can go on the...
No, I don't do that.
Pardon me?
I am computer illiterate.
It's the only way you're going to see it.
Yeah, that's terrible, you know. Communication now with people who do not get involved in computers, and it's mm-hmm. really hard to reach out and get information nowadays. We're very restricted to AI.
I might have something. Excuse, Madame Martineau. Question? Si les gens viennent à la bibliothèque, ils ont accès à des ordis.
Yeah.
So if you go to the library, you can have access to the ministry's website and look at all the mineral claims, the mining claims in Low.
It's called, Andre, it's called Forêt Ouverte.
Forêt Ouverte?
Ouverte, yeah.
Meaning open forest?
Yes. So it's forêtouverte.gov.qc.ca.
Because for every claim, you can go on the site. You can click on each claim to see who owns it, what date they claim they placed the claim, and so on. And also, there's some people, the residents, some of the residents around some of the lakes, they registered a claim only to protect their claim, their area.
So, you know, there again, lack of information or transparency, because I heard of it, but I didn't know exactly where it was. And so if you're not involved in computers, you have no idea what's going on in your backyard, other than mm-hmm. I just happened to come here and find this out to the extent. I didn't realize the extent of it. But so, you know, we used to have the info whatever in the public sack, that's no longer there. I used to get a lot of information there. We used to have our own little paper. There's nothing unless you can do a computer thing
mm-hmm.
for information, or other than coming to the public meeting, which is sometimes a burden for some people. And so, yeah, information-wise is lacking, and there's some very important information that people should be aware of, other than having to go to a computer. And I think the municipality should be more involved in getting information out, other than municipal affair things, like, you know, mineral rights being imposed on our municipality. That's not imposed on you as council, that's imposed on us as public.
Mm-hmm.
Having to deal with what that entails eventually.
Well, today, this day and age, electronics is,
Andre, I'm on the computer all the time, steady. I only found out last week.
And yes, there, yeah. So yeah, that's not very informative either. So, you know, and Ontario, look what's going on in Ontario.
Well, it doesn't concern us.
In Mayor Roberts' defense, we found this out last week too.
That's
I called her on a Friday night at a bullpen when I went online, and I found it, and there it was, right there. She was the first phone call. Mm-hmm. We found out more than likely at the same time as you.
Yeah.
But we're not doing anything about it. Like, we're not buying, maybe just, how much does it cost for mineral rights?
How do you figure we're going to do this stuff? We're going to raise taxes, and the hall's going to be full here? Oh my God, don't raise my taxes, because that's what's going to happen.
Mineral rights.
So please, Boris, by all means, I'm all ears.
Mineral rights don't cost that much.
$69 a claim. What I'm saying is, we need money to do this.
And how much is the claim?
$69 a claim.
And they're going to flip that claim.
No, hang on.
They're going
to You're only allowed to have the claim for 3 years. If you don't do any prospection, after 3 years, you have to give it up. So what we'd be doing, we're going to slow them down for 3 years, but that's it. And we're going to have burnt money that ultimately is going to give us...
Because after 3 years, it can't go back into Ms. Bodley's name.
Oh, you can claim as much land as you want if you're willing to pay.
Minimum.
It belongs.
You don't have to have a...
What I'm telling you is after 3 years, you have to give them up. What we need to do... Okay, you're not listening to me. Listen for a second. What we need to do, lower the municipality itself. We could spend, I don't know, throw a number out there, 200,000. We can claim the entire county. After 3 years, we're going to have to give those claims up anyways. What we need to do as taxpayers, yourselves, maybe you, maybe Floyd, maybe Mr. Dusso, John, you got a lot of land. We need to all get together and we need to stake claims around our properties, what we need to do. What we're doing up at home, the gang around Trout Lake, we're organizing to buy whatever's left. We're too late for that job. But we're going to try, with the gang from Kaz, protect as much land as we can. If there's 25 of us, now we can rotate those claims every 3 years between the gang of us. That's how we're going to keep the mining companies out. Lowe's only going to protect the land for 3 years, then we're done.
How could we not find out within 2 weeks?
You're completely missing the point I'm trying to make here.
That's another question. You're fine, you're with that, okay, we're good with that. What I did ask is, what's a claim is how much, it can be maximum of how many acres?
I think it's 200 hectares.
It's 54.9, I can go on my computer right now and get it. Just, if you'd be patient with me a second. Oh, okay. Is your email connected to, does the office have your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's
tomorrow,
the issue is
we'll send you the link.
Those claims have to be rotated, or we have to prove prospection.
$1,600.
Yeah, but again, only going to be good for 3 years.
So 3 years later, you do another $1,600.
No,
you can't. Not in the same name.
You have to prove prospection, or your claims are revoked.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the gangs around the lakes, if you guys with Brian O'Connor and all your gang where you are, we all have to get together, the gang of us, and buy whatever we can around.
Whatever
at your place,
left.
At John's place, at Mr. Dussel's place. We all
but
got
just
to get
saying,
together.
That is to claim whatever is left.
That's
yes.
right.
There have been many claims made.
But
very
just the point I'm trying to make, though, Marie, is that the municipality could buy everything, and it's not going to give us anything.
In 3 years.
Because we have to give it up in 3 years anyway.
So we mine it. Mine it as a municipality. You extract some of the... what are you telling me? So if they don't use it in 3 years...
They have to prove, once
if
you
they
prove,
don't extract the mineral,
no, it's not about extraction, but exploration.
Your claims are new.
Exploration.
Dig one hole.
That's
3 years.
100%. All they got to do is come up with a core sample.
How much is that going to cost? You're talking about $200,000 for all. Now, back up on that one.
But this is the exact point I'm trying to make to you, Moore, is that we can't buy all these claims because it's not going to give us anything.
There's only one claim, probably. 250 hectare takes in from Manitou right over to...
Each claim is...
Even if we were to buy all the claims in Lowe, after 3 years, we would have to give them up. We would lose them. Somebody else would come in and buy the claim.
Unless you drill.
But that's
are we going to start drilling everywhere?
One drill.
But that's
you'd have to drill on every parcel that you claim.
But that would only take care of the claim Manitou Trout Lake. What
Manitou
about the
area,
one in Fieldville? What about wherever else they are?
Between Manitou and Trout Lake, there's 12 claims. Each claim is approximately, I don't know if it's 50 square meters or 59.
Just wait before you go, Morris. So I'll show you the map. I got the map on my phone. I'll show you.
Yeah.
But after 3 years, we got to give these up. That's why we have to organize, like the landowners, we need to organize and we need to start buying some of these up ourselves.
And
so
there are
you saying give up as an individual or as an organization?
Well, us at home, we haven't decided yet what we're going to do. Like, I mean, I'm gonna buy as much as I can. My neighbor, he's going to buy a bunch.
Right.
Chris Montaigne's going to buy a bunch.
Yeah, you
3 years
go in
from
as
now,
a bunch.
Exchange
you don't
them.
Go in as 10 people. You go as one individual,
yes.
And then you transfer.
Every 3 years, we're going to rotate
transfer.
Them.
Yes.
There's 25 of us now, so we can protect whatever we have left for quite a few years between the gang of us. Hopefully, by then, the lithium boom's gone.
So,
my honest opinion, I don't want a lithium mine here, whether it's in his backyard, mine, his. Lee's backyard. I don't want a lithium mine here. We don't want that.
It
as
is happening
species,
all over
have we
Quebec.
Not realized, you know, the car? Wow, what a great thing. And God, look what it's doing to the earth. You know, every 70 years we realize smoking, holy shit, it was a great thing. We're realizing after so many decades that it's an issue. And so I guess the point being that anything that sounds good today is going to be shit in 70 years or so. It takes that long for the human species to realize what a mistake. Same as this plan.
I think we should be a little bit more proactive, though, in giving out some information on that. I don't know when, I mean, municipal affairs have to give you information quicker than that. I really believe that.
Well, I can guarantee you that no, we didn't get nothing. Mm-hmm. I went on that page. Ben LaChapelle works at Société des Sénégalais in Missy. It's him that called me. He says, you need to go on that website, go check. I went on there, and there it was. We knew nothing. From what I'm told, the MRC knew nothing about it either.
Not on
Grand
that
Hill,
one.
Grand Hill, La Rouge, they went out with a big campaign. They got a big lawsuit. Some of the councillors got sued personally. The town got sued.
Well, Sainte-Thérèse,
they tried to stop the mining companies. Canada Graphite came in, put their foot on them, and they walked right in. They tried to stop them.
It was Sainte-Thérèse, Gatineau that... that noticed there was somebody on a property owner's land, and they didn't know why he was there. First of all, the law clearly states, and this is from the ministry, says that if there's anyone that wants to do any prospecting of any kind or even go on a private property, they have to first, 30 days before they plan on doing it, they have to send a letter to the property owner. They have to notify the municipality. Nothing like that was done in Sainte-Thérèse. And it became a real big concern. So what they did is the inspector made a complaint to the ministry and the mining company. They didn't get a fine, but they were told you can't go there anymore, basically, unless you do this. And it's in their law. They have to follow the law, the ministry's law. Some of them aren't doing that. And that's why we try to tell people, you know, if you see strangers on your land, find out who they are. If they have anything to do with mining, tell them to leave. They have no right to be there. You
well,
did not get anything in writing.
When I found that map, that was a Friday evening, I called her right away. She was the first phone call. The second phone call was your neighbor. Right away, I called. I said, you need to stop them. If they're going to go through there, don't let them pass. He was the second phone call.
Who's that?
Brian O'Connor, because I knew that to go into that property, they'd have to go through on him.
Yeah, you give that inch more so when you let them cut the damn bush to go through there, and look it, they were probably having prospectors in there as they were cutting the damn bush.
But see, as of now, from what we understand, they're flying in. They're not, like, they're coming with a helicopter. They're not driving. They tried to come in on our side, and Mr. Montague turned them around a couple of years ago. And from what we know now, they're coming in with a helicopter. There's no activity on the road going in and out. But I called Brian, I talked to her, and I called Brian right away. You need to keep an eye out, you need to pay attention. If they come in here, if you don't want them in, turn them around.
Yeah, but you can't landlock, right?
Well, you can. They need permission from the landowner to come through.
Yep.
And that's in the Quebec Mines and Resources.
They have to notify the property owners in writing 30 days before they plan on putting a foot on that property. If the property owner doesn't want them to...
Written authorization,
but you can't stop them anyway.
If they find minerals and they get a permit, you're right 100%. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my question was. Can we not buy up some? Could the municipality? It's all government land.
I agree with you. The problem is that in 3 years from now we lose them. You can only keep them for 3 years. Somebody else would have to buy all the plots in 3 years.
What they're after is a graphite.
That's doable.
Well, that's why we need to all organize the gang of us together, the landowners, and we need to do this.
Well, you know, like, the MRC is imposing this on the municipalities, this plan. So why can't the municipalities get up all together and impose on the MRC to control these mining rights in their land use development
we
plan.
We can't.
As the agricultural zone imposes regulations.
I just explained everything that the MRC, well, you say MRC, but it's actually the mayor's table. And all the work that was done to try and put at least a temporary protection on all the land that was selected by each municipality. So that plan and map was sent to the ministry, actually this week, I believe, to stop the miners from mining anything temporarily until we get to the next step, like when we're going to get more information as to what we're allowed to do and what we can't do, or what they're allowed to do and what they can't do, and so on. Because there's a lot of factors. Like if you look at, I don't know, a section, there's one MRC or municipality closer to Quebec, I think it is. But anyways, they're fighting it because they don't want any mining going on this particular mountain, because that's their main source of water for the town down below.
Yeah, so Petit-Navier and Saint-André-Avelin and all that, they've got like giant posters around by the roads, and there's an organization of, I think it looks like lake associations that have come together, and it's, I can't remember what the name of, I gave you the name, something like...
It's called ProtectionPetiteNation.com.
ProtectionPetiteNation.com, so they got a fancy website. So they're like advocating and organizing. But they are, because there's a lot of agricultural land there too, of course, and it's recreational. But they're fighting the government of Quebec, who sees an opportunity to make some money from these resources, because everybody wants lithium, because that's what's in
it. It's not lithium, it's graphite. And they need that to make batteries.
Well, there's lithium as well.
Well, there's more graphite in our MRC than
anything
else.
Like, you could find Grenadilles-la-Rouge, and I was wrong, it wasn't 22 million, it was 96 million. The town tried to stop Canada Graphite, and they turned around with a slap lawsuit of $96 million. Some of the councillors got sued for slander, the town got sued, the town was reduced to making a deal with them, and one of the quarries is gone. I don't know that they'll ever put a mine in there, but they got a quarry open. This is what we're tending with. And lithium is all part of the Quebec, Canada, worldwide green plan, and the Quebec government wants that. They find lithium here, there's nothing we can do. I'm telling you, they're going to put a mine in there if they find lithium. That's what the Quebec government wants.
So, you know, what this is telling me is that we have to look at our land and respect it more to what potential if we don't implement the correct zonage that we'll get stepped over.
No,
and
again, Andre,
and everything else.
I'm going to repeat myself here. The zoning that we're going to put in for mining is going to have zero impact on whether a mine comes here or not.
Well,
they
will
give
the government, because it has to be proposed. Whatever zoning we do is proposed to the provincial government before it's accepted.
Yep.
So, I mean, to make them aware of something that we're not for and against in a way to protect our land, we have to live with it.
When they cut the bush to Manitou, the maple was supposed to be protected. Did they care about that when they went in there? Because they cut an awful lot of bush in there.
Yeah, no, there's...
It was all pine of cutting then.
Oh, well, they cut a bunch of hardwood too a couple of years after.
Yeah, they
But I'm just saying, the mine is the same thing.
Away. But
it's
no,
on the ground
okay,
land, it's worse.
Exactly. It's...
I know what you're saying, I feel you. It's just, we're limited when we can't do for that.
Well, again, so this is proposed by the MRC, and you people have the pushback power to say, no, we don't like this particular zone, or we don't like this particular, what you're suggesting for us to adopt. So, yeah, I mean, we should be imposing on them, not them imposing on us. Because look at when we let them impose on us.
When you say... them and us.
MRC.
But it, you don't understand.
The municipality has been around. MRC is only 1987. Don't forget, they only came into existence recently. We used to be a municipality for, what are we, 180 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got along without a regional government. And so to let them impose their thinking on us is wrong as far as I'm concerned, especially when there's 17 municipalities and you mayors get together. And I don't know what you discuss up there, or whatever, but are you telling me, Carol, as the 17 mayors get together, you guys are coming up with these ideas? Is that what you're telling me?
No. A lot of the so-called ideas you're talking about, they come from ministries. It could be environment, could be all the ministries up the government. These will get all those places. And they bring information to us, and they let us know exactly what the information is about. If there's a new law out in at the Quebec government, like there's a few of them right now. I'm not going to go into that because it opens a whole can of worms right now. We'll get to... So from that information, that's where the mayors decide, well, okay, we're going to support it, or we're going to advance and make a bylaw. And then from there, the bylaws are filtered down to each municipality, depending on the subject matter. I know you like to say it's always the MRC this and the MRC that. It doesn't work that way. They bring the information from the government departments to the mayors. There's a lot of laws, there's project laws that are being brought to our attention. Both Maureen McAvoy and myself were going to the FQM in September, which we're going to get more information for our municipality and all municipalities, as a rule, and see how we implement it into certain laws, how we implement it into our surroundings, because every municipality is different. So there's some bylaws that may not be identical because of our topical.
But you've been mining rights for how many years back? When did that start?
There's some of them I verified. At one point, I verified some of the claims that were registered back in 93.
But it was mining rights before that.
They were,
well, and even when they drilled the 2-inch wells, that's what they were looking for was minerals.
Yeah.
Helicopter was going around with the thing underneath.
Yes, that's right.
And then the ones that Ghislaine was just describing, the 12 claims between Vinasta and basically Martindale.
Like the Manitou Lake.
Yeah. The majority of them were registered just in June this year. I think it was the 14th of June. There's actually three of those claims. One was on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. And the remainder were all on the 14th of June. I was just as surprised to see what, because I had no idea that was going on.
So are you afraid to get environmentalists involved in here? Because that is designated as a deer yard, for one thing. And I'm sure there's all kind of ecological species or whatever up there. So yeah, so why can't MRC and the municipalities get environmentalists involved in the saying that, you know, and the government, if it designates the restrictions that for the sugar bush was incredible because of a deer yard. And so why is that restriction no longer there?
It is there. The map that we looked at
is a deer yard.
When we got to see it, they had, you know, the colored overlay for deer.
Yes.
Habitat, for sure.
Yes. And so can you not step in some kind of environmental way to say, well, this is wrong to do it in an area, a very sensitive area?
It's funny you mention that, because after I spoke to Ghislaine, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, is there something, a protection, a different kind of species of, I don't know, white-tailed eagles or something that's, you know, on certain areas on that Crown land or whatever, or even anybody's land for that matter, to put it in that protection mode.
I can show you some blue heron's nests. I can show you
The environment.
I can show you some underground creeks.
Okay.
Very sensitive area.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Is it going to be open pit or underground?
Oh, I don't know. It's too early to tell.
I mean, underground is different than open pit. That's a big thing. Underground, you don't disturb the land on top. of the mine.
From what the pictures that I saw?
For all we know, maybe this project will never lift off the ground. Maybe it'll just die and we'll never get back from them. But the potential, it's a step in the wrong direction. The potential is there now.
Well, we all know that the mining companies, you can't stop.
No, no.
That didn't start yesterday.
No,
we knew that.
One more question. I'm hard of hearing, but did you pass the contract to set up the park up here to
Yes.
How much was it?
$84,000. How much in grant money?
93.
Up to 93.
Up to 93.
You have to pay one third of that 84,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's different. All right, I'm going. You want to go?
S'il
n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va fermer la rencontre. Non.
Ben, juste la claim qu'on parle au lac.
Well, it should be for all of the claims.
That's right.
Well, no, me, I have my own. Like, I took a screenshot of my own.
OK. S'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va fermer la rencontre. Il est 8h10, so we're closing the meeting at 8:10. Merci beaucoup. Thank you for coming.